for their home football games, Campbellsville University was using a sound system that was on its last legs. JCA Media came in with Danley speakers, an Allen & Heath mixer, and Shure mics to give the system back the punch it once had. Alex Peek is here to tell us how they did it, coming right up on the SVC Podcast. Alex, good to have you here with us for the SVC Podcast from JCA Media, and I believe you're in Lebanon, Kentucky.
Yes, I'm in Lebanon, Kentucky, and JCA is based out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, so tell us about JCA Media before we get started on what you did with this project. From what we'll be talking about here, I guess one of the things you do is college football stadiums.
Yes, we do a whole lot of work with Campbellsville, especially. We do a whole lot of athletic facilities. Getting more into the college market, we are a small company, but we've done our slew of high school and some college things. But JCA Media is a small company based out of Louisville, Kentucky. It was started by Jim Cottrell back in 1975 is when he actually started recording and things like that. In 1990-ish is whenever he started JCA Media, the installation branch. But we are a small company, and we pride ourselves on not cutting any corners and doing everything right and just being truthful about everything. So that is kind of who we are.
Yeah, you have to be good because word gets around in a small community like that.
It does.
And it can go positive or negative real quick.
And we do, 90% of our work, honestly, is with churches. So, you know, every one of us that are actual install techs, we are all like church techs at our churches as well. So we're a Christian company, and all of our guys, that's just kind of our mindset. We want to do people right and do things right and just do the best we can at what we do.
And in this case, it's a local college football stadium at Campbellsville University, and
yep.
I think it's called Finley Stadium.
Ron Finley, Finley Stadium, yes, sir.
Okay, and how did you get connected with them? Did you work with them before, or are you a former student there?
Both. I am a former student, and another one of our install techs is also a former student, and both of us worked there as AV techs. As a matter of fact, Robert Bender, which is the other install guy, one of our main other install guys, he was the AV coordinator for the university for about a good 3 or 4 years, and I was actually part-time underneath of him for 2 or 3 of those years. So we both worked at the university and know it inside and out and know everybody there. And we actually have been doing almost all of their AV for quite some time. As a matter of fact, JCA was doing their installs when we worked at the university. That's kind of how this whole tied together is, you know, when we worked at the university, JCA came and did our installs whenever we had new projects come along. We helped them a little bit just because we were AV guys there anyway. Before you knew it, we were being pulled on for contract labor for other jobs, and so it just kind of grew that way. But in terms of Campbellsville, yeah, we go way back. I graduated in 11, Robert graduated in 10, so we know all the guys there and do all the work for them pretty much. And the stadium was kind of the first large project that we did with JCA for Campbellsville.
Now, that's not a huge place as far as stadiums go, but once you get a hometown crowd in there, and football is big, especially in smaller towns,
yes,
they want to get energized, and they can't do it with a broken-down sound system. How old was the Finley Stadium sound system when they called you in for an upgrade? What was the situation they had there?
That one was roughly 10 to 12 years old. It was not a bad install originally. It was not. Honestly, weather had just taken its toll. I mean, those drivers were roughly 10 and 12-inch drivers. There was no low-end support for that system. And, you know, they play hip-hop. They play low-end stuff. They crank it whenever they want to get hype and get energized. And between weather and just life beating on those cabinets, the rain and all that stuff you get in Kentucky, ice and all that fun stuff, it had just taken its toll. And so, the past 2 years, I'd say, is when he really noticed that it was degrading and needed changing out.
And, of course, you have some serious temperature extremes there, too, depending on the season.
Yep. I mean, right now it's 92 degrees, and then back in February it was below zero a little bit. So we get our fair share of snow and ice and then fun heat during the summer, too, and crazy humidity. So we get a nice wide range of it.
With a situation where you have some relatively hard places to get into and put the speakers up where they can be maintained, what made you decide on Danley speakers for this project?
We had been in talks with Danley for a couple of projects that were ongoing, and it was kind of one of those where we knew of Danley. We had heard Danley. We knew Danley was great, but it was one of those where that was the first job where the client said, we want this to be good, you know, even if it costs a little more, and we just want a good product. And so that was the perfect solution where Danley came and said, we've got our OS speakers that would work great for this application. We've got a nice monster sub we can shove in the bleachers, and we can do a weatherized version of that. And so everything just kind of came to play and just worked well for that application.
You've got a press box there. They've only got stadium seating on one side of the field right now. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
So on the other side, the crowds can gather just about anywhere following the action up and down the field,
yes,
where people in the stadium seats are going to pretty much stay where they are.
Yep.
So you've got to cover that whole other side of the stadium, too. Was there anything especially difficult with this particular venue's arrangement?
Not necessarily. It was actually pretty straightforward. We used a combination of Danley OS-80 and OS-12CX cabinets. The OS-80s have a fantastic throw. There are two on each side of the press box. The ones on the front of the press box are facing straight forward, almost aimed at the other side of the field, but they have an 8-degree conical coverage, so they cover well, and they throw really well. If they wind up putting bleachers on the other side, there will be no need to add any more over there. It really does cover that well. The baseball field is right past that, and we had to make sure that we pulled those down to try and keep it off the baseball field because it will throw that far. And then there is an OS-12CX, which is the short throw 12-inch cabinet that is right in the middle of the press box, pulled down a little bit to cover that small lobe that is missed by the OS-80s. And then we did two OS-80s on the outside of the press box facing those outer bleachers, and then two more OS-80s on poles about 45, 50 feet in the air to cover large areas where people tailgate on one side and on the other where they watch from kind of behind the fence area where the band sits.
Okay, and the OS-80s, they're about 50 pounds each?
Somewhere in there. Yeah, they're 50, 60, somewhere in there, yes.
And those are housed in fiberglass, are they not?
Yeah, it's not a wood enclosure. It's like a fiberglass enclosure. And that's one of the things that I think impressed us the most is when you hear an outdoor speaker, a lot of times, you know, those enclosures hold up well against weather, but a lot of times don't sound the best. They don't have the same punch and warmth as a wood cabinet. But these very much surprised us. They were very clear, have fantastic throw, and have a very good pattern control, honestly. So we were extremely impressed with those. And their output is unreal for what you would expect from a cabinet that size.
Yeah, and especially if you were to go in there with wood cabinets on anything like this, I would think you'd have a lot more weight to deal with.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yep.
And they probably stand up to the weather somewhat better than wood cabinets.
Yeah.
Particularly after a long while, so you want staying power with the setup.
Correct.
How did you get those mounted up there? You have some on the press box, but there are some on poles, too. I would think the press box wouldn't be that tough a situation.
Yeah, we actually mounted them all just with a man lift, about a 60-foot lift. And like I mounted them myself, you know, went up and put the bracket on, got it all safetied in, and then raised up the cabinet and got it put in. It wasn't bad, but we used a lift to actually do all seven mains.
Okay, so how long did it take to get all of that stuff up there?
We took out the old speakers, and every location that had an old is where we put a new because that did work well. And all of the lines that were there, we reused because they were good line. You know, we had made that note to Campbellsville that if they needed to be changed out, if those lines were in bad shape, we were going to change them. But all the lines were in great shape. They were good gauge. They were well made. So we actually tore out, put back, and retuned within the course of a week.
That really saved a lot of time, I'm sure.
Yes, it did. Yes.
From the pictures I saw of this place, the stadium looks pretty much out in the open right now, but I did see some construction going on. I'm not sure how recent that was.
It's still going on.
Yeah, and they may end up with something on the other side where it might require a few adjustments for limiting the bounce of sound off another building.
There's a road on that side, and then right past it is a practice field for marching band. So right now, I don't think there's anything there. But yes, if something ever does get constructed there, we'll need to aim those things a little further down to try and reduce some of that overspill there.
That's a pretty easy system to change, retune, and adjust things for changing acoustics if there's construction going on.
Yep.
So what was it like when you got it all up? How different did it all sound then?
Oh my gosh, it was night and day. When we got it up and running and we're kind of doing the tuning process, you know, we set limiters as well. We had some of the surrounding buildings telling us to turn it down because they could hear it. It was 200 feet away, they could hear every word, but it was night and day. It really was. All of the athletic facilities guys, as well as the, you know, the head of athletics over there, they were just floored at the output that those had. And that sub into the bleachers, it just rounds out the whole thing beautifully. And it's just one sub. So they were beyond tickled, and we were beyond tickled as well. I mean, it was just a really, really good sounding system. And that is actually part of the reason that since that installation, we have actually redone two more fields in Danley.
Well, then you should know the capabilities of the equipment by now, so that's
yep,
a good thing. And there are some other things that you did on this that we're going to get into in part two.
Okay.
You put in another mixer and you added some mics, so it was a complete sound system upgrade, not just the
yep,
speakers. We're going to be talking about that next time, and I appreciate you giving us the story on how you got the stadium up and running. We've been talking with Alex Peake from JCA Media, working out of Louisville, Kentucky, and the Campbellsville University Tigers, Finley Stadium. Thanks for being with us, Alex.
No problem.
So now the Campbellsville University Tigers can turn it up a notch, or maybe several, with their new Danley speakers and music playback. Alex will be back next week when we'll hear about the Allen and Heath mixer and Shure wireless mics JCA Media included in the sound upgrade. So be back next week for the SBC podcast.